All right, everybody. Good evening. Let me get my thing adjusted here. Ed Reimer with you here at WGNS in Murfreesboro, and we've got a good broadcast for you. But we've got some custodial work to do before we get started. Brother David Settles is here.
Hey.
Lindsay Schultz is here. She's with the Spine down in Smyrna, Tennessee, and she's going to take over the bulk of the show. But I invited David.
One thing, she is not spineless.
No, that's right. No, she is not.
She definitely has a spine.
First of all, before we go any further, Connor's handed me this, and Brian asked me to announce tomorrow, Monday the 13th, Murfreesboro City Schools will be opening 2 hours late, and Rutherford County Schools will be closed.
Yes.
All right? And I'll announce that again a little bit later. So, City Schools, 2 hours late. And Rutherford County Schools will be closed.
And the before and after schools for City Schools is still going to be 6 o'clock. They're going to open at 6 still.
They're going to open at 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I take it the parents, do y'all have a notification? Don't y'all have a notification
They sent out a call and told everybody.
Yeah, every
sure. Yeah, Lisa Trail's beautiful voice went out to all of the parents and told them, what's going on.
Okay.
We don't want anybody showing up early.
Yeah, Brother David Settles is here because next Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
And if some of you that follow us will remember last year. Oh.
What a trip it was.
Carolyn Cox was supposed to be here, and Carolyn had gone to another event.
Yeah.
And she was coming home out of Nashville, and it started snowing.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped and got her jar of peanut butter, went home, got a spoon, got in her jammies, and called Eddie Reimer and said, hey, it's cold and snowing outside.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to your show.
Because,
you know, and everything, it was amazing. I had Brian on. It's one of the most viewed broadcasts I've ever done.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian was good enough to call in. And believe me, Jackson at the time was a beer. Connor wasn't here yet. He opened the curtains, and man, that snow and ice was coming.
So you were actually here.
I came here.
Did you spend the night, or were you able to get out? I shouldn't tell everything. Okay,
never mind. You're not drinking again.
Not,
that is not nice.
Today is Sunday, and I also had church today.
But I don't want people. No, I'm not that dedicated.
I went to Longhorns after church for lunch.
I make people like Connor stay. That's his job. He's actually getting paid.
So you were able to leave the station.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Because we had to cancel the march last year.
Well, that was the next morning. It had been snowing all night, and it was a mess.
It's pretty
I don't leave the house if it snows.
Yeah, there's no point in leaving the house.
No,
I'm telling you right now, well, down here.
And bread and milk ain't going to do it.
Yeah, if you got bread, bread, milk, beer, and eggs.
Yes. You're set.
I have cereal. I'm good.
You are here.
But my wife did ask me the other day. She's like, how many eggs do we have in there? This was actually Friday. And I thought, and I looked, I said, we have four.
Four?
We have four eggs. And
you can make waffles with that.
Yeah, we could do some things, but you know, four. We did not rush the store. The only thing I did was get a couple of cases of water just in case the pipes froze.
Sure.
We have six boxes of cereal. At our house.
You sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
I love cereal.
Tell you.
Yeah.
No, we got.
There's never a time when cereal
is
not good.
The wife buys. She buys a dozen and a half anymore.
Yes.
And this thing over eggs is, you know, another 50 cents for a dozen eggs. Come on, people, give me a break.
Yeah.
Will you? David, you've got an announcement to make, won't you?
I do.
You do have to go because you have to be up at 4 a.m.
I have to be up at 4 because then tomorrow we have to be earlier to start our school buses because the temperatures are going to be so low tonight, like 18 and whatever.
It's going to be cold.
Right, so got to get up extra early. But I did want to stop by and let everybody know who doesn't already know that on the 18th we are having the annual MLK breakfast at the James Union Building on the campus of MTSU.
Okay.
We're excited about that. We give out our hero awards, and I wanted to say I'm way behind because I was listening out there and I didn't pull my phone about who somebody was. Somebody was really preaching out there. I preached
she's
this morning.
She's been on the stump tonight, buddy.
She's been preaching this tonight.
You know.
But we have some awardees from the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, the Fire Department. People that have acted heroically. Listen, we've got some really good law enforcement in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County.
We do.
I cannot complain about them, even though one of them in was it Smyrna? Laverne gave my daughter a ticket while I was in the car. It was funny. But anyway. Okay. Rightfully so.
We've all been there. Yeah. We've all been there.
She didn't give me a ticket, so she has no issues with me. but for the most part, you know, they're doing their job, and I cannot blame them, and they do it well. But we have some heroic people that work with us, and I wanted to pull this up and say some of these awardees' names, because we got a bunch. Let me see if I can pull it up. Da, da, da. I can't pull it up just yet, so I'll stay long enough to pull it up, and I'll be able to say who they are. But yeah, MLK Breakfast, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the James Union Building.
Right.
At 9 o'clock on the campus of MTSU, as we have every year. We invite everybody to come out. If you want tickets, you need tickets, get in touch with me.
I was going to ask, do you have tickets available?
We do have tickets available. Okay. I'm happy to get them to you. You can contact me if you don't know how to get me. You can get in touch with Ed. Ed knows how to call
get
me.
Get in touch with the station here. Yeah. They will know.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Because right. When Ed gets upset and stuff, and he's worried everybody else.
Ed does not get upset. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, every now and then.
When he's worried,
everybody else, and nobody will answer the phone, he'll call me. So Ed knows how to get me.
He's gonna say
nothing. This is true,
ladies and gentlemen. Looking at the camera, these people lie. Okay, they lie.
I think I believe you.
Thank you.
I got you.
Okay. Unsolicited testimonial.
This is the last time I'm doing anything nice for either one of you people.
Okay. When was the first time you did something nice?
Okay, please. All right. Let's not go over our history.
He let us in the building.
Okay. Well, that counts.
David, just because we shared a jail cell together doesn't mean.
Okay.
You don't want to hear it.
No, you don't.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I've got the, see, she gave me the nominations, and I've got the names. Okay, hold on. I think I've got it. I'll give it to you in a minute. If you let me come back in and just holler real
right
quick,
ahead.
And I'll say it, but, you know, because I know I'll have to jump in because.
I understand. Lindsay, what do you got going on?
So. As you guys know, our
she's got a book here.
Bookshop.
No pun intended.
It's not a book. It's paper. So I run the Spine Bookshop, and so I'm putting something together in March, on March 8th and 9th.
You're out of Smyrna, by the way.
Yes, okay. I'm in Smyrna, Tennessee. And right. So I am trying to get some sponsorships for it. What it's called is AuthorCon. And it's a two-day festival that we're doing at the Smyrna Event Center.
All right.
March 8th and 9th from 10 to 5 on both days. We're going to have 30-plus local and independently published authors. We're going to have 10-plus local vendors. We're going to have author panels. We're going to have speakers. We're going to record a live podcast with one of the authors that's coming. We're going to have costume contests because we want people to come dressed as, like, their favorite literary character. Okay. And we're going to have a photographer that'll photograph you in your costume. And we're going to have a contest to see who wins the best costume. And then we're going to have tons of giveaways. Okay. And one of the things that we're really looking for is sponsors. Because I would really love to get the Smyrna and Murfreesboro community involved. And we have three tiers of sponsorship. $100, $500, and $1,000. And with each one of those sponsorships, you'll get tickets to the event, you'll get gift bags, and you'll get all kinds of promotion from us for being one of the sponsors.
Now,
and
where is this at?
It's going to be the Smyrna Event Center in Smyrna, Tennessee, off Sam Ridley Parkway.
Plug for them. The food is delicious.
It really is good.
Yes, I've heard it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been years since I ate there.
But
it's good.
Yeah, very good.
But we definitely want to try and get as many local sponsors as possible, because if I can pull this off and make this a success this year, my hope is that I can double it next year and get more local vendors and more authors, because I really want to shine a spotlight on the community that we have here, because we have so many talented writers and so many talented artists.
We have a lot of talent here in Rutherford County. We do.
And I'm
right here in the city schools and our county schools.
Exactly.
We really do.
And I'm really hoping that with AuthorCon, we can absolutely shine a light on that and really become a destination for
You know, and in what you're doing, it's like I've told you before, Connor wants to open his own bookstore.
I got you. We'll talk.
I mean, he does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these things, while, you know, maybe minuscule in the eyes of some, but they are
sure.
important in the rearing of our children.
Well, and you know. I appreciate you letting me come on the Ed Raymer Show to talk about it again, because I want to reach as many people as mm-hmm. I can.
Right.
To talk about this event. Because
well, Lindsay, I
got to
tell you.
Really big.
No, I got to tell you, as David would, it's not every day a woman approaches me and sticks a 357 in my back and says, I'm coming upstairs. I said, okay.
I did not do that. You make
okay,
it.
Let me tell you what we're going to do. Let's open
he
this
makes
thing.
Me sound like a bad person.
Connor, let's open this thing up and let's give these two
a
chance
not
to
a
breathe.
Bad person.
I'm a
meanwhile,
good person.
Yes. But for now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio, WGNS.
That's a little rock and roll to kick it off for you. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight, Lindsay or David, with your questions, your
yes,
comments,
please.
At 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also text us a number if you're a little too shy to go on the air. For those of you who do not wish to be heard live, and text it, and Connor will read it for us over the air. He'll give it to me to read or whatever. You can find us, of course, on Facebook Live. You can download it. You can load us up, download us, whatever the correct term is, on YouTube, News Radio WGNS. You can go on there and find us. My wife listens on Alexa. You can find us a number of different ways. There's so many. There's so much out there now. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Check out Jason Qualls Financial Coaching every afternoon through the week about 4 o'clock. Great advice. Great guest. Right and correct advice, by the way. And Angela Bingham, who just left here a while ago. And I'm going to tell you, her and Angie and that bunch, if they're not full of the Spirit, I don't know who
she's
is.
She's going to be with us Saturday. She's emceeing our
she's
event.
She's going to be emceeing. Yeah. I'm telling you, she's just something else.
The whole family's talented, too.
Oh, you know? Listen, they sing. Yeah. The girls, the
really, really sweet spirits.
They've got some things on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
You know? Now, Dave, did you get your – David Settles is here, and he's trying to get the list of people
– I've got a partial list, and I really want to.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I had the whole one.
Lindsay Schultz is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited about what Lindsay was saying. I do want to, just for a minute, because it was really, really good. Is this just going to be, well, you're asking all the questions, but I was just.
No, go ahead.
Is it okay?
That's all right.
You'll take a back seat for half a minute?
I'll take a back seat for half an hour.
You'll be kicking.
You take the front seat.
Okay, but he'll be kicking from the back seat. I know this guy. So.
I got you.
Is it going to be local authors that you're showcasing?
So, we have a couple independent authors that are coming, but 95% of it is local authors that we actually have in my shop.
Okay.
And then, so like some of the authors that we have are Clarence Plank, David Martin, Donna Madden, Jerry Brown, J.L. Burroughs, Jim Sandman, Meredith Howland. We've got Michael and Elizabeth Cook. They are a married couple who are both writers. We have Scout Underhill, Alan Morales, Rose Prendeville, Amanda Roberts. And then we've got a lot of local vendors like Angel Love Creations, Aaron Lane Bags, Crew of Five, Leo's Fling Tea, which makes the best tea I've ever had in my entire life. Hannah Follett Photography is going to be there. Queen V Simple Creations is going to be there. So it's a bunch of local vendors
that
all can make something completely different from everyone else.
Right.
Like I wanted to make sure that the vendors were not going to make the same thing. So, and then we're also going to have Misty Mountain Gaming there, which is a D&D company that I've connected with, and they're huge. So I'm really hoping that we get a whole group of new fan base from them.
Now, this
here.
Is when? In March?
March 8th
and 9th.
So
we're promoting this early. You may be back before then.
Yes, sir. I sure hope so.
Okay.
Yes,
You're
sir.
More than welcome. Now,
thank
Dave.
You don't have sponsors. I'm with that.
No, I'm with you all the way.
No,
I'm glad to have you
sponsors.
Up here tonight and to get an early start on this thing.
Yes.
Dave, we're talking about the MLK
yes.
day, and now next Saturday.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is my wife's birthday, too.
Is it?
Yes, she is.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy Johnny. Birthday, and you have my sympathy. I'm sorry. You said it was her birthday,
we
not your wedding
friends.
Anniversary, so I wanted to.
I think I'm just going to take a walk and let them pay the bills, Connor.
We need to be friends.
Okay. Connor, tell me what happened. Kind of a Christmas gift you get from these two. Let me know.
You're going to get books.
Yeah.
Banned
books
down
at that.
Dollars,
yes.
If I know this lady, all the books.
We have an entire bookshelf that is nothing but banned books.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
David, what you got?
Okay, so we were just talking about Rutherford County, the Sheriff's Department.
People you're going to honor.
Yeah, we're going to honor these guys because they do great work. They work hard and they don't get enough recognition.
Never.
Sheriff Department Hero Award Sergeant Dustin Cox. You guys may know some of these people. Murfreesboro Police Department Hero Award, Police Officer Michael Pendergrass. Murfreesboro Police Department Humanitarian Award, Lieutenant Chris Williams. You probably know him, Chris Williams.
Probably.
He's
do.
In the
yep.
school some
yep.
And everything.
Right.
The Fire and Rescue Department, let's see, Bo Smith and Seth Wright, the Hero Award. Justin, I don't know how to pronounce this word, Mogonye.
I would say, can't help you.
Yeah. If you're out there, call in and tell us how to say your name.
Mogonin?
Okay, I'll go with that.
sorry if I mispronounced it.
Sorry if we messed it up. Anybody that knows him, call us and tell us what his name really is pronounced. Jerry Rakes and Cole Reed. Then we have the Jerry Anderson Humanitarian Award, which is given in honor of Jerry Anderson. He's a local hero here who lost his life while saving others.
Aww. Right.
And so we honor somebody in his name every year, and that's going to be John Wesley and Cynthia Anderson. These are the names of the winners. And if you come to the breakfast on Saturday, you'll be able to hear all about why they are being honored.
Sure.
Good things that happen in our community don't get enough recognition.
Right.
But these guys are making a difference, and they've done some heroic things. And we want to point it out, and we want to say, you know, so you were talking about California, and we are really saddened by what's going on out there. But we have everyday heroes. You know, there's going to be heroes in California.
It's unbelievable.
It is really unbelievable how many good things happen in our community that don't get the spotlight shined on them.
I was watching 60 Minutes before I left to come up here, and they did a story out there. Bill Whitaker did one with some people. Lost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine going back to your house and everything is gone. And you think about the stuff you've got.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I can't imagine.
I can't.
Well,
you know,
we're borderline
I can't either,
hoarders at my house, and so
all I have to do is watch an episode of that show, and then I start cleaning.
I know.
And I start running stuff to Goodwill.
And I just told my wife, when I turn on, she's like, why are you watching that? I said, it's kind of like preventative medicine.
Yes.
Because if we watch this, maybe we won't buy some more stuff.
Yes.
I'm a hoarder to the point that we hit all the Goodwills.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And I've gone through, we hit all the Goodwills and we get the stuff. And then you go through your stuff and say, I've got too much stuff. And the same stuff that you bought from the Goodwill,
just
you put it in a box. Have you?
You know. My wife, the first time she saw that, she was rolling laughing. She said, are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
Some woman had hoarded 10 cans.
Yes.
Of something.
Yes.
Just.
No, thank you.
Newspapers.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
it's
not a
whole
nice person because my first thought was a match would take care of that.
I know, and we think about that, and I thought the same thing. And I, but I watch
nice
these
person.
People, and I've gotten so connected with them. I'm like, I feel bad for them.
Okay.
Because a lot of them have real mental illness attached to these things. And I thought, wow.
Do. Yeah.
So if the fire thing, and I've wanted to feel sympathy, and I do feel sympathy for the majority of those people out there in California. And
it's but something
imagine.
Else. I saw the winds. It was unbelievable. The trees were just
terrible. But I'm not, you know, and I feel bad for them. I don't cry as much for the celebrities that get on there and they're like,
they
have the ability to rebuild this house.
A lot of people may
not have
that.
You've got a lot of older people, regular everyday people that live in Altadena and other areas that lost everything that won't be able to rebuild.
I have a cousin that lives out there, and she said that she can walk out from her back porch and see the fire. I'm like, you need to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. And then the health that the health issues
the
that are going to come
in the air
from
and
that
stuff. I can't imagine.
The winds were just unbelievable. Oh. I mean, palm trees just. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of breeze to a lot of wind to blow over a bunch of palm trees. And I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
David, I know you've got to go. What else you got? I know the breakfast is Saturday. You're
going
to have
Saturday.
The march Monday.
The march is Monday.
Are you going to come up next Sunday? Are you going to be able to
I may come up next Sunday.
Okay.
Carolyn Cox, if you're out there, give me a call. You're not going to be there, right? Are you going to be here?
Where? Here, Sunday? Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll be here.
I thought maybe you're going to be out of town.
No,
you're not going to be out of town. Somebody else is going to be out of town.
Carolyn's
going to be out of town. And therefore, okay.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about next Sunday?
Shenanigans.
MLK Day.
Oh.
It's Monday.
Help my brain.
Monday.
Okay.
You need a nap.
Hey,
I don't know, Ed. You might have been talking about the inauguration. Okay, so
I'm not
Oh, well, did I say a bad word?
David will
We're
be leaving now.
I didn't know. It could be the
No, thank you. Dave.
What do
and,
I know? What do
We're
I know from anything?
That.
That's a non issue.
That's a non
That is also going on, but nobody's mentioned it. Okay.
I'm telling you.
But no, yes, I'll be happy to be up here next Sunday.
Sure.
And because Monday's a holiday, I can stay the whole time because
Good.
I have to get up.
Good.
We'll be off on Monday. Snow notwithstanding, it's a holiday. So,
and understand, folks, this man is going to leave because he has to be up at 4 a.m.
Yes.
Murfreesboro City Schools will be opening 2 hours late.
Yes.
But even at that, he's still got to be up. Rutherford County Schools are closed.
Yes.
All right. And Dave, you said something about the opening.
For Murfreesboro City Schools, our before and after care is still open.
Is that 6 for
o'clock?
Us? Okay. We have a caller. Caller, please go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Doing fine. Hello, Jeff. Is this Jeff?
I hope you had a good 2 weeks off.
I don't know about 2 weeks off, but, you know, I was here last week.
No, he's just saying he didn't listen to you for 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to say, Dave, you know what day of the week it is? I don't know. You might not know.
This is Sunday, yes.
You should know that.
Oh, yeah.
I understand you don't understand. It's also the National Championship game for football. Of course, everybody will be watching it. There's no SEC team in it, so nobody will watch the thing. They'll be just the terms I'm going to song. But I hope you had a good Christmas and New Year's. Mr. Raymer, you have to tell us about the Five Rivers Carol next year. That's great. Goes up you borrowed next to November, December. Tell about all those great carols I shared with you. And
you're singing Christmas carols?
Christmas carols, yeah. Oh, no, don't ask. It's
I
crazy.
I want to ask you, I know it's not a topic of deal, but I know you watched the Jimmy Carter funeral, saw it.
Beautiful
funeral, I thought. Everything like that. And as far as the lady goes with the bookstore, I heard they had banned some more books. I'm not sure which ones, but I heard they had. So I just wanted to get those comments out. It's been a rough couple weeks here with the weather, but hopefully we can get some better weather here. And Mr. Raymer, enjoy your show. Have a good 2025 and keep fighting a good fight, man.
Thank you, my friend, Jeff Neal, supporter of this broadcast. We appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you so much. Dave, anything else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if Connor wants to open a bookstore, I've got a perfect name for a bookstore. It could be called The Band. And it could feature banned books only.
But mine already does that.
I mean, but his could be called, he could have the name.
That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's right. You're a copyright.
The name, The Band.
Thing. Go ahead and copyright it.
Or you could call it Contraband. Okay.
Oh, that one's really good. That
would work, Contraband, and then you could just have all banned books.
Oh, that would really
folks. I'm
going to
tell you something. I'm going to bring this down a little bit. I have sponsors. I have to play these. Okay, this is not a free play.
Okay. You may not have sponsors after tonight.
I probably
won't. Hey, that would not be my fault.
Okay.
Of course. Hey,
no,
it was
I'm not taking a back seat, but I'm just saying it's not my fault.
I've got to go to bed at some point.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I've enjoyed being here. Good to meet you.
We'll talk.
Don't let me forget because I want to be a part of the book thing.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's going on for
March.
That's in March.
It's in March.
I'll write some down for you.
Yeah.
I'll write some down for you.
It gives me all the news, so we'll get it.
Yeah, for sure.
David settles with the Murfreesboro City School Board. David, thank you so much. He's headed out of here. Bye-bye. Hopefully he'll be back with us next Sunday. I'll tell you, we're going to go to our first series of breaks, Connor, if we can. Please. hear from all of our good sponsors. Lindsay is here with the spine. And we're going to be right back and talk about what she's doing. And stay with us.
From News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County Schools will be closed on Monday, mainly due to rural roads. Murfreesboro City Schools open 2 hours late. ESP open on time. More on our website.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
From News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County Schools will be closed on Monday, mainly due to rural roads. Murfreesboro City Schools open 2 hours late. ESP open on time. More on our website.
All right, we are back, and Lindsay is here with us. Lindsay.
Hi.
I want to ask you something,
No,
I'm sincere, and we've had a lot of fun here.
Okay.
Do we have just a bunch of people that just, when we mentioned a fellow that walked into city school board, and we've got people that are yelling and screaming at the county school, which you were there this week.
Oh, yeah.
You can
that
go to YouTube,
folks.
You ought to see your county school board, how this is working.
They're insane.
Well, it's not working, but...
Oh, it's
I'm
working.
I'm wondering if we have a bunch of people that just go around and complain about stuff.
I don't think it has anything to do with complaining. I think it has to do with one group of people deciding that they have the God-given right to make decisions for other people. And And I say God-given, and it's not that I believe in God. I'm a person of faith.
All right, sure.
But you have these people that think that they have the God-given right to determine what they believe to be obscene and not obscene, and that they have the right to decide what other people can and cannot read. And they are violating the law, and they're just doing whatever they want, and they're wasting librarians' time. And that's, I think, what bugged me the most about Thursday night, is that in November, they wanted all of these librarians, hey, we're going to pay you. We want you to review all these books that we think are obscene, even though
Which is a librarian's job to start with.
Which is what a librarian's job to start with. So the librarians, from my understanding, spent all of November and most of December going through this ridiculous list, and then
on their holiday.
I mean, they got paid, don't get me wrong, but
sure,
just on their holiday.
I understand.
So they go through and they ran it by the Miller test. They gave a summation of what they thought, and none of the books were deemed obscene. None of the books were deemed to have failed the Miller test. You know, you can look this up on the Rutherford County School Board agenda. You can look at, starts at page 64, where every single book, it does not meet the criteria. It is not found to be obscene. This is vital, blah, 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 whatever. And even though the librarians did all of this work, the school board basically told them, we don't agree with you. We think that we're just going to pull it anyway. And
based on what?
They all still think it's obscene, even though 60-plus librarians told them that it wasn't.
Well, their church told them, I guess, or did God speak to them, or whatever.
They just
And
think,
I am being facetious a bit about
I
that.
Don't
I'm tired
know.
Of listening to that. Bunch.
I'm so tired of people in general, and I say this as general as possible, but using religion and their belief in God to harm other people, because that is not what God's about.
No, it's not. No.
God said, love everybody, not love everybody except.
Right.
And all we're asking them to do is follow the law.
Follow the law.
And they're doing everything
but
following
the law. Which was put
together,
the Miller test was put together by a Republican, by the way.
A Supreme Court justice.
Justice Warren Burger.
Yes.
Who was nobody's fuzzy-headed liberal.
No. And he put it together because of a 1960s court case, Miller versus California. And he said that this three-prong test should be what should be used to determine if something is obscene or not.
Let me ask you something. Folks, I'm not trying to put Lindsay on the spot, and she knows that, okay?
Oh, you're, yeah.
No, I'm not. The J.D. Vance, mm-hmm. our wonderful soon-to-be vice president, has written a book.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of some excerpts from that,
mm-hmm.
Which are not really homegrown. Okay,
mm-hmm.
they're pretty sordid. Some things his grandmother asked him about being homosexual. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that. Is his book available in these libraries?
I don't know. I would assume so. The Bible is in there.
Well, if the language is what I think it is in there, what's it doing in there?
I don't know. That's a great question. And we even had the president of the Rutherford County Library Alliance go in at one point and say to them, you have a problem with this assault scene in this book, and you have a problem with this murder scene in this book, and you have a problem with this scene in this book, but you don't have a problem with this exact thing in the Holy Bible. And all of them...
Oh, no.
We're all, you know, and again, I'm not attacking church. I'm not
no,
attacking
I'm not
God
either. I've
religion.
Got Bibles. I have five or six Bibles.
Have
I have
tons.
I don't know how many I've got.
I have my family Bible that goes like
sure.
four generations
yeah.
back. That's
we do
like
too.
Yay big. I've read the Bible. I love, you know.
Pretty sordid stories in there, Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the Bible in the libraries?
Yes, it is. I even have one in my bookshop for sale. I keep various religious texts in my bookshop. We have religious local authors that are ministers and priests,
sure, sure.
And I love them all dearly. They're some of my favorite people. I don't know
where we're headed here. I mean,
I think certain people are using religion to hurt people, which is not what God and faith is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about love and acceptance and understanding.
Right.
And that's not what's, in my opinion, being done. And I just follow the law. And the thing is, if you don't want to read the book, that is totally fine.
Put it back on the shelf. That's fine.
Don't sure. use your God-given will and free will to go, that book's not for me. Okay, cool. I've got a friend who really loves biographies.
Right.
That's not my big thing, but that's their thing. So I always try to make sure that we have really interesting biographies in the store so that if they ever come in, hey, I got a new biography for you. I have a bunch of people that are very religious that come in the shop and always look for religious books. And I always say, hey, I've got a new author for you.
Sure.
You know, I try to make sure that I have stuff
My father was a minister, and he had, there's a copy of, somewhere I've got it, a copy of the Quran.
I mean, sure.
He said, if you're gonna preach about it, which he never did, I don't think, that to that extent, not much, but... You ought to read it and know what it's saying.
Well, the problem is they're not reading these books.
No, they're
cherry-picking things out of them. They're not trusting the people that they've hired to tell them about these books. And the people tell them this is what's in the books. And they say, I don't care. I'm going to take it out anyway.
Well,
it's so disrespectful to librarians.
Yes, it is. Now, you said some of these librarians were very emotional about this.
Yeah, they were crying. We were talking to one who was just sobbing. I just felt so bad for her. Because she had spent all this work going through these books, and they just disregarded every single thing that she had to say.
Yeah, and she's not mad. She's not crying because her work is, she's done all this.
Yeah.
She's because... They're overlooking her and saying, Ed Raymer says he thinks it's
well, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this AuthorCon.
Sure.
Is because I want to highlight books that you may not have read. I want to highlight authors that you may not have read. I want to highlight topics and have open discussions. Like one of our panels is going to be done by RCLA. We have another panel that is
Rutherford County Library Alliance. Right.
We have another panel that's going to be a diversity panel. We have another panel that's going to be an LGBTQ panel. And the whole point of those is to have an open discussion about why these books that cover these topics are so important, so that everyone can feel represented and seen.
Now, it is important. Yes, it is. Have you nailed and becoming more important every day in this county?
Yes.
Have you nailed down a date in March? Do you have that?
Yeah, March 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th, which
10
is
10 a.m. It's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
And
okay.
It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days.
Okay. All right.
And the tickets, you can get them on, the link is on our website, thespinebookshop.com, and they're $15 per day until the day of the event. The day of the event, it goes up to $20.
Okay. All right.
But like I said, if you want to be a sponsor for the event, you'll get free tickets.
Sure.
And you'll get a swag bag, and you'll get all kinds of publication about it.
Sure.
Because you'll be one of our sponsors.
Right.
But the whole point of all of this is so that people understand books are vital and important. And I even said this Thursday night that by banning these books, you're telling people that are African-American and Hispanic and gay or trans or Asian-American, all
that
the
you're
different
less
topics,
important than,
that you don't matter.
That you don't matter, right.
And I even said to them, you're telling these people that you don't matter, but your job is to serve everyone in your community, not a hand-picked group of people, which is what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, we're on a slippery slope here.
I think so. Once you start banning, look at 1984, for example.
Exactly.
You start banning books, then you start banning thoughts, then you start banning facial expressions, and then you start having the two-minute hate where, you don't even know who your enemy is anymore. Like in that book, they constantly change who the enemy is. They constantly tell people, this is how you should feel about
this. The book was a little ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Yes. And what is that? What's the phrase? War is peace, ignorance is strength, and what was the other part? What was it?
Freedom is,
So, you read that, and that's where we're headed. Freedom is slavery. That's what it was. War is peace, ignorance is freedom, and freedom is slavery.
And there are people that are probably listening to us right now saying, oh, she's crazy. That's not right. They're the ones that better step back and
we
take a look.
We don't ever learn from history. We don't ever learn from history.
No. Well, I'll say that we don't.
Look at World War II. We had the concentration camps with Jewish people, and people didn't believe that. There are still people that think that
they
didn't happen. You had Asian people being put into concentration camps here in America.
How'd that work out for us?
What are we doing down at the border right now? We're putting Hispanic families in internment camps. Well,
that's the plan.
That's what I'm saying. We don't learn from history. And books are going to be the one thing that are going to show us what we've done.
Well, that's the easiest to go after right now.
That's because they want people to be ignorant. If people are ignorant,
you can control
them easily.
An educated nation is easier to govern than an educated nation. Educated people are hard to deal with because they think. I don't know about you. I don't want to be around. You know, Connor's has been in college. He's out. He's finished. He works the board. I benefit by his education.
Well, somebody the other day
because you don't want me sitting over there. Okay?
And said I was really angry about a lot of things.
I know you are, and you got a right to be.
And you know,
I don't have a problem with it.
I love you. I said, you know, I am angry. I'm looking at what's happening in the world. I'm looking at the people that are in my life and how they're being affected.
Right.
And they're losing their civil rights. Their livelihoods are being taken away from them. And if I want to look myself in the face and I want to look them in the face and I want to be able to tell my kid, you have to stand up for someone, I have to be able to do it too.
It's that old country song. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything, or something like that.
And
I may have that title wrong.
I
want
to be on
I'm
the
sorry.
Right side of history.
Sure. Okay, we're going to go to our last series of breaks, Connor, if we could. And Lindsay has joined us. She's with the Spine down in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Spine Bookshop. Yes.
The Spine Bookshop. And I got to get down there sometime.
Yes,
I haven't had a chance to get down there. You're right across from City Hall.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're at 304 South Lowry Street, Suite A3. We're in the two-story white Bolin building.
Right. The Bolin building.
Mm-hmm.
Who I knew both, and Imogene, I think, is still practicing today. I don't know. She may have retired by now. I don't know.
I think the suite that I was in used to belong to a guy that did shoe repair. I keep getting a lot of people that come in there asking about that.
I'll be doggone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, and we've got an event coming up in March, and that's what she's here to promote, and she'll be back, before that time comes up. And I'll tell you what, Connor, take us to this last series of breaks. I may have Raymer back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Yes, sir.
From News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County schools will be closed on Monday, mainly due to rural roads. Murfreesboro City schools open 2 hours late. ESP open on time. More on our website.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
From News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County schools will be closed on Monday, mainly due to rural roads. Murfreesboro City schools open 2 hours late. ESP open on time. More on our website.
All right, and we are back. And Lindsay, tell people what's going on. You're promoting this thing, and you're going to be back, hopefully, with us before the event again.
Yes,
this
I will.
This is in January.
So I am trying to promote an event that I'm putting together in Smyrna for basically Rutherford County, okay? What it is, it's called AuthorCon, and it is a two-day local and independently published author festival. We're going to have 30-plus authors. We're going to have 10 vendors, and we're going to spend 2 days selling books and selling handmade items. We're going to have author panels. We're going to have author speeches and talks and little educational stuff.
Sure.
We're going to have a live podcast with author Carrie Jones, who's from Maine. We've become very good friends, and I just adore her so much. We're going, like, Donna Madden, who's on our TikTok right now, she is one of our local authors. Rose Prendeville, Dan Klefstad is going to be there. We're going to do a children's author panel, a fiction authors panel. We're going to do, Rutherford County Library Alliance is going to do a panel. We're going to have an LGBT.
That's Carrie Lambert, Tiffany Fee.
Yes.
Right.
And
I noticed they were really in attendance Thursday night.
Well, yes, they were.
I guess, now y'all weren't there Tuesday. You were there
No,
Thursday.
We were there Thursday. Because Tuesdays are usually the working meeting. So Thursday nights were usually there. And so Thursday was the culmination of about 2 months of the librarians putting together reviews of books.
Right.
And handing their information to the Rutherford County Library, or I'm sorry, Rutherford County School Board. And the Rutherford County School Board basically just dismissed everything they said.
Sure. Yeah. So. And that's when you all stood and turned your back.
We did. We stood up and turned our back to the school board members for the rest of the meeting.
Where do you think this ends? Because this is not only happening here. I had a story.
No, it's happening in Florida, Texas, Michigan,
South Carolina.
Georgia.
Scott Pelley did a show, a piece on 60 Minutes. I'm going to go home tonight and try to pull that up. They had pulled like 43 books.
Yeah.
Okay? And to make a long story short, and some of these people have heard me tell this story before, but I'm going to keep telling it.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a totally red, rosy red district. It's nothing but a bunch of Republicans.
And
there,
I am blue as the day is long.
Yeah, same here. Okay. And they pulled these books.
Yes,
okay.
They did.
So they divided.
Wilson County pulled 450 in one day.
I read every one of those books
me
in one
too.
Day. Yeah, I read them all. And
I've read them all, but not in one day.
I'm kind of like the Riddler was on Batman. But, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Come on, people.
It really, really is.
No, it's utterly ridiculous. They, in long and short of it, they divided everybody up in groups.
Yep.
Each of them took one or two or three books each.
Mm-hmm.
They read them. These are right-wing people now.
Yep.
You know how many they had a question about? One.
I'm sure.
Only one. Every one of them went back on the, and I believe that book ultimately also went back on the shelf.
Well, when this whole thing started in Florida, the 30-plus books that they pulled off the shelf went back on the shelf after a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that's one of the reasons that I've been fighting. Yeah,
that's where we're headed here.
It's one of the reasons I'm doing this event. It's one of the reasons that I show up at the school boards every week, as I'm trying to get people to understand that when you start eliminating what people can read, when you start eliminating creativity.
In the name of God.
And you know, honestly, yeah. I don't think it's even about God.
I don't care.
I don't think it's about God. I think it's about control.
It's just, well, that's it too. But God is he's the pry bar.
I don't think, you know, well, I don't think that God is the pry bar. I think that that is the tool that the people are using as their weapon against education.
That's what I said. He's the pry bar.
And I don't think that that's what God intended.
No. Because like I said, I always go back to this. There's some pretty sordid stories in the Bible, huh?
Well, I
don't get it, you know?
So the Ozone Cafe in Market in Tennessee, they're on my TikTok right now. They said the city of Murfreesboro paid $500,000 plus legal fees for the same sort of control and bigotry.
They did not pay it. Their insurance company paid it.
And who pays the insurance company?
You're
looking at us, taxpayers.
But they keep on.
Yes,
and
they
do. And if
this
keeps going, those bonds will not, they'll renege, those companies will, and say, hey,
well, I'm
sorry,
fairly
we're going
to
pay this one, but that's it. We're not going to write you anymore.
And that's one of the reasons that I want to get sponsors for this event in March, because if I can get sponsors, we can shine a light on what's happening here.
Well, I got to tell you, you are on the right track. You're going the right way. Tiffany and Matt Fee, great people. Frank and Carrie Lambert.
I wouldn't be anywhere without them.
I'm telling you. And Frank was so good. Frank and Carrie were so good to me.
Poor Frank.
They set me up. Oh, I'm telling you, isn't it something?
Well,
yeah.
We were sitting that Thursday night, and I kept looking at him, and he would keep going,
I know.
I
saw him rolling his eyes, just, you know.
He kept trying to give me strength and patience.
He was rolling his eyes. You go back and look.
We both were.
It's you know, crazy, but he was so good to me. Nadine Strawson was coming into town.
Sure.
She was the 18-year former president of the ACLU.
Right.
She was going to be speaking.
I love the ACLU.
She was going to be speaking. She spoke Monday, following Monday. They got her on a plane here in town, and they were good enough to bring her up here. She was here for the whole hour.
Sure.
And what a plethora of knowledge this lady is.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
And just
a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Frank and Carrie. Since I would say Tiffany, Frank, Carrie, the whole Rutherford County Library Alliance, in just the small amount of months that I've known them, I have had such a education.
Oh, Lord. It's been unbelievable.
And it has been one of the
unbelievable.
Most amazingly gifted things that I've ever been allowed to receive, is knowing people like that and having them deem me worthy of their knowledge.
Oh, it's great.
And allow me to participate in what they're doing.
And for them to set up this thing with me, with Ms. Strawson, was, I can't get a guest like that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, this lady is she's nationally known.
Yeah.
She goes around the country giving speeches now on the freedom of me and you, and basically on the First Amendment.
Sure.
And
the
she's
First
not
Amendment
carrying
is so
a flag.
Important.
Yeah,
I'm
she's not carrying
on
the flag
18th.
For any cause or anything else.
No.
She's just saying, here's what it says.
Well, I'm speaking on the 18th, and I want to get it right, and I'm probably not, so I'm just going to apologize now. But I think if it's right, it's
sorry.
Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, I believe is what it's called.
Right.
And they are helping the Rutherford County Library Alliance. So they've asked me to speak on their event on the 18th, and I'll be there live, and they wanted me to speak about the First Amendment and what banned books have done, has how it's affected my bookshop, so I'll be doing that as well.
Well, you might tell them when Ms. Strawson spoke here, and she said, let me tell you something, this lady, and I don't know if she said this on the air or not, she may not, because she's not a braggadocious person, okay?
Sure.
She's not. But when she retired, at her retirement dinner, she had three well-known. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, I love her.
Justice David Souter.
Yep.
and Justice Antonin Scalia, of all people.
I love our Supreme Court.
I'm telling you.
We used to.
Now it's whatever Donnie wants, Donnie gets. Whatever, I guess. But
that's a whole different podcast.
And she said, let me tell you. Said Antonin Scalia, and there's no doubt about it. He was on the right side of the aisle, and he'd let you know it. That was
sure.
fine. But he was a reasonable man. I've heard Justice Scalia in past years. I used to on C-SPAN, I'd go home on Sunday night and listen to oral arguments.
Sure.
You know? And one attorney said, now here's what it says. The Second Amendment is on guns or something. Whatever. That's another big deal. And Justice Scalia said, no, son, that's not what it says.
Right.
He would correct you in a
second. Oh, absolutely.
Man.
I've gone back to reread a lot of that stuff that I've forgotten, and
sure.
it's blown me away. I'm like, I should know that.
I'm telling you that. Yeah. I mean, but when you have those three people speaking when you're at a retirement dinner, let me tell you something, friend.
Well, it's amazing to me because the school board meeting where I talked about my assault and how the book that I was given helped me process my trauma. That was one of the most difficult things that I've ever done is putting that out there for the world to know.
Right.
And the amount of people that have come up to me or messaged me or called me to talk to me to thank me for doing that because they couldn't do that.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
I know it's amazing. When people do that,
it's made me feel so humble that people have trusted me enough with their stories. And it makes me realize I did the right thing. And I was really concerned that telling my story would not be the right thing. But it really was.
Tell them again when your event is. We've got 4 minutes.
It's March 8th and 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Smyrna Event Center here in Smyrna, Tennessee, and we are looking for sponsors. You can message me at thespinebookshop@gmail.com or you can call me at 615-768-9833, and my name is Lindsay Schultz, and I will be happy to talk to you about any sponsorship opportunities. We would definitely encourage all of local vendors in Smyrna and Murfreesboro, anybody in Rutherford County, I really would love for you to sponsor this event with me. You'll get tickets and swag bags and all kinds of publicity for being a sponsor for this event. Again, that's March 8th and 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So, honey, I want to tell you something. It's a pleasure to know you.
Oh,
folks,
thank you
I
want so to
tell
much.
You something. Please visit this lady's place. You will not regret it. She comes on strong, and I'm glad she does because she believes in what. No, she believes in what she's doing. I like a person that stands their ground.
Yes, sir.
And there are some people that don't really like that.
My
you know.
Stepfather would very much disapprove of me if I did not stand my ground.
Really?
Yes, sir. He was a retired Air Force colonel. He graduated from MIT with honors and West Point Military Academy with honors and was literally the smartest person I was ever privileged to meet.
Yeah, they're pretty good schools. Anyway.
He's a good dude. He was incredible to know. He was a great dad.
They're okay schools, yeah. he's going to whip me if he ever meets me, I'll tell you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me on.
I'm more than happy to do it. Connor, thank you again for a great job.
Thank you so much.
We're going to get our next guest in here. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll see you down the road. Take care.
Thank you so much.